For Facebook, which knows more about its users' interests than about their shopping needs, Apple's changes are more worrying. In August, it warned they might reduce revenues at its audience network, through which it sells ads to other apps by as much as 50%. But the audience network represents less than a tenth of its business. Thanks to its intimate knowledge of users, it will still be better at targeting than almost anyone else. In a world with a lot less data, who has relatively more, asks Brian Weiser of Group M. The effect of GDPR was, if anything, to increase Facebook's and Google's market shares, he adds. To improve its tracking of purchases, Facebook is moving to create a closed loop of its own. Last year, it introduced Facebook Shops on its flagship social network and Instagram Shops and its sister photo sharing app. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's boss, speculated in March that we may even be in a stronger position if Apple's changes encourage more businesses to conduct more commerce on our platforms by making it harder for them to use their data outside of our platforms. Not every ad platform will be able to adapt as easily. Smaller publishers with fewer data and resources will suffer, believes Nicole Perrin of eMarketer, a research firm. Publishers that rely on third-party cookies will be hit hardest. The day Apple launched its new policy, a group of German publishing companies lodged a legal complaint with Germany's antitrust authorities. Small platforms may also find it harder to persuade phone users to trust them with their data. Apps Flyer, an ad tech company, found that iPhone users agreed to tracking from shopping and finance apps more than 40% of the time, but 12% of the time with casual gaming apps.